Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have some news. The Royals. It was a royal night in New York City as the Kansas City Royals, right here, hometown I was born in, took the World Series. It's been a long time, been a very long time, but they took the World Series. A little shout out to Joey, a listener there in New Jersey that made it to the game and shared a few picks and such with us. So it's great to be on top for a change just with the Kansas City Royals, and it was a long time coming. Well, I don't know if the Royals are the cause for this, but there was some shaking going on. There was a 4.1 magnitude earthquake in the Metro Phoenix area. It says residents reported shaking across the Metro Phoenix on Sunday night amid at least three quakes that struck near Black Canyon City. A string of earthquakes north of Phoenix gave the valley a rare jolt Sunday night. It's kind of rare. They don't really have quakes in that area. And so it's kind of unusual. So they said they're going to have to watch, and there will probably be some aftershocks of this going on. Earthquakes are rare in that area. It's removed from the major fault line, so they're trying to figure out which fault it was. And 4.7 magnitude shock is a pretty good shock in that area. So anyway, don't know if the Royals caused that shaken up, because it was kind of unusual for the Kansas City Royals to finally win the World Series. I think it's been, 30 years? Is that what they said? 30 years. Well, we say goodbye to a patriot yesterday, and we knew he was battling cancer, lymphoma to be exact. And former Senator Fred Thompson passed away. Now, I have shared with you, and that's I actually heard him do the reading, as he is on several different patriot networks, news networks that offer encouragement and things to do, causes and such. He was on that, and he shared the "So God Made a Patriot." And if you remember, I had shared that with you a while back. He was a former senator, 2008 Republican presidential candidate, Fred Thompson, and he passed away Sunday at the age of 73, battling with lymphoma. Fred stood on principle and common sense and had a deep love for and connection with the people across Tennessee, whom he had the privilege to serve in the United States Senate. He enjoyed a hearty laugh, if you remember listening to him laugh, and a strong handshake, a good cigar, and a healthy dose of humility. Fred was the same man on the floor of the Senate, the movie studio, or the town square of Lawrenceburg, his home. He didn't change. He was the same wherever he stood. He was a native of Tennessee. He had a long career in both politics and entertainment. He served as a counsel for the Watergate Committee in the early 1970s and gained national notice for his role in investigating the scandal that brought down Richard Nixon. Well, he did a lot of things. And recently, in fact, it was just last year, he was a part of the movie Persecuted, which was about trying to force preachers to bow to the government and only say certain things. Fred Thompson stood for what he believed, and he practiced that in his life, and we have lost a good patriot in Fred Thompson. So as we carry on this land as patriots with common sense, hopefully, we will honor his time here and carry on with common sense as patriots ourselves. Norway is having a little turmoil. You remember they had taken in a lot of Muslims, a lot of refugees. It says Norway's new right-wing government is kicking out the foreign criminals. See what happens when you kick the leftists out of government and replace them with a real conservative. Erna Solberg, leader of the Norway's Conservative Party, took office as a new prime minister in October and introduced a new cabinet that represents the entire country. The local Conservative Party leader, Erna Solberg, nicknamed Iron Irma, she must be tough one to get along with, as Norway's new prime minister, is the leader of a center-right coalition government that includes an anti-immigration party. Now, before you get all out of shape, listen to what they've done and what's going on there, and then think about what we're about to experience here in the United States. A record number of foreign citizens are being deported from Norway after the country's police stepped up the use of deportation as a way of fighting crime. Some 5,198 foreign citizens were expelled from the country in 2013, an increase of 31% since 2012, when 3,958 people were deported. It is the highest number we've had ever. Frode Forfang, head of the Directorate of Immigration, we believe that one reason for the increase is that the police have become more conscious of using deportation as a tool to fight crime. You know, we've had a lot of controversy in our own news here, especially after the killing of Kate. That particular immigrant had... he'd already been deported several times. And we've had Ed Hayes on from Kansas, who keeps a record of the crime, the violent crimes from illegal immigrants that are here in the United States. And we've had Mike Cutler on numerous times, and we'll have him on again, talking about what is happening to the United States because not just of the illegal immigration, but the legal. When we bring all these refugees in, that's going to be legal, quote unquote. Well, let's go on with this article because I find this fascinating. Nigerian citizens topped the list of those expelled for committing crimes, with 232 citizens expelled as a punishment in 2013, followed by Afghan citizens with 136 expelled as punishment and 76 Moroccans expelled as a punishment. Afghan citizens topped the list of these expelled for violating the Immigration Act, with 380 expelled for this reason, followed by Iraqi citizens, 234 were expelled for violating the act. Now, this is, if you're just tuning in, this is not here in the United States, this is Norway. It says here, oh, here we go, a demi-Brit slamming Norway for its Islamophobia. The local Marina, a British colonel, a British journalist, writing in the Guardian newspaper, has torn into the Norwegians, accusing them of being a fearful of outsiders, harboring and disturbing Islamophobe subculture, and polluting the world with their oil exports. Well, you know, I don't think that it has anything about being an Islamic phobe. I think it has everything to do with getting rid of the criminals. Why not get rid of the criminals? Well, we're going into a break. I want to finish this and remind you of something that happened here in the United States a long time ago. And what are we going to experience? You know, it was 10,000, and now it's up in the millions of refugees that Obama's going to allow to come into this nation. They're not all refugees needing help. That's obvious. Going into your break, your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was bringing to you a story from Norway where they're getting rid of the immigrants when they are committing crimes. Now, they're obviously not doing it if they're not committing crimes, so I don't know how that would make them an Islamophobe. I can't say that. Why they make up words. Anyway, I'm going to finish this article, and then I've got to remind you of some other things. So I'm going to title this, Norway Says No Way to Crime. Michael Booth, whose wife is Danish, has lived in Denmark for a decade, working as correspondent for Monocle magazine, giving him time to reflect on the reality between Britain's recent infatuation with Nordic countries. Out of all the Nordic countries, he argues, Norwegians are the most closed. They are a small nation. I think they have every right to be protective. And if you have crime coming into your house, you do something about it. I think they have every right to do something about it. So here we have someone that is a true conservative in Norway that has been voted in, and there's a reason for that, as prime minister. And she is kicking them out if they're committing crimes, letting the police do their job, fight crime, using deportation. And we act like that is something absurd, cruel, unusual. Well, it's cruel and unusual for you to bring in criminals to prey on the children of your own nation. Well, remember when I shared the timeline of the history of the United States Revolution back on in July, July 4th? Well, after it was all said and done and won, if it's ever really won, the Loyalists left America. In 1782, the evacuation of Loyalists begins. Largely unwelcome in the United States, in the new United States, about 100,000 Americans who remained loyal to the crown find new lives in Britain, Canada, and British colonies in the new in the West Indies. Among them are about 15,000 African Americans, some of whom end up helping to found the country of Sierra Leone in Africa. The Loyalist experience will have a profound effect on the development of Canada's national identity. So there wasn't necessarily a deportation, but there was an evacuation. And they knew they were no longer welcome here. They were loyal to the crown. They were not loyal to independence. And, you know, that's what I see with the, particularly because they are outspoken, but when you look at the vote, the Republican Party is not a whole lot different than the Democrat Party. But when you have someone like Bernie Sanders getting up and telling you he's a Democratic socialist, they no longer are holding true to the Constitution, which they actually take an oath to do. They take an oath. They no longer value property rights. They no longer value liberty. They no longer value freedom of speech unless it's their speech. And they do not respect the American people and the jobs that they do and the money that they bring in. They don't respect the working man. They don't respect American businesses. And they think nothing of it to redistribute the wealth. So they are no longer truly American at heart. Well, I have an article here that I was actually going to wait till the latter part of the show, but I want to share it now. The House budget robs Social Security for welfare payments. Now, Social Security was supposed to be, quote unquote, a savings account for you and for me. You put your money in there, and the government was supposed to, or your employer matches some, and you put that in there, and it's supposed to be growing. Well, it did for a little while. It didn't take them long to start putting their hand in the cookie jar. But they're so busy handing out free stuff, and Hillary and Bernie Sanders are on the bandwagon to make more free stuff. They don't care that they're taking it away from you. My generation and the ones next below me, my kids, they don't even think they're going to see any Social Security. Now, they might. I don't know. It's really gone. And, you know, that was one thing I did agree with Chris Christie when he got up and talked about Social Security. They've robbed it. It's gone. It's not there. Well, this article says that it was passed in haste. This is the House budget, okay, that they took care of last week. You know, it was passed in haste, and we now have time to review exactly what all House Democrats and around 80 Republicans voted for when they passed a budget deal hammered out between outgoing Speaker Representative John Boehner, O'Boehner, from Ohio, and President Obama. The deal hikes spending in the short term, lifts the debt ceiling, and is held together by a host of budgetary tricks and sleight of hand. One of the more egregious acts is it to take $150 billion out of Social Security Trust Fund to prop up the program's disability benefits. The Social Security raid will keep the disability program solvent through 2022, at which time Congress is likely to again raid the federal pension program. Disability Insurance Fund of Social Security is one of the fastest growing federal entitlement programs. Created in the 1950s, it was designed to provide temporary assistance to workers suffering medical disabilities. Do you understand that word, temporary? And prevented them from working if they were temporarily disabled. In the last several years, however, the program has ballooned. It's no longer temporary. It is full-time disability, or so it would seem. Think about what they've done now. They've taken $150 billion out of the Social Security Fund, Trust Fund, to prop up the Social Security, to prop up the Disability Fund, because it cannot prop up itself. You can't keep shoving out money and expect to have any left. The Social Security is paid by those who work. Social Security, in my opinion, and it itself, as it is not an entitlement because you pay into it. You were hoping it would grow, so if you end up living longer than what you can reap out of it, it'll be there for you. But they're taking from, they're robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Basically, that's what they're doing. They have absolutely no respect for you as a worker, for you, for your money, for your tax money. They have no respect. None whatsoever. It ends in this article. Unsurprisingly, the disability program is running out of money. According to the recent trustees report on Social Security, the disability program pays out around $30 billion more dollars a year in benefits than it collects in taxes. Next year, the Disability Trust Fund will be completely exhausted. And over the next 10 years, the disability program faces a $256 billion shortfall. The Boehner-Obama budget deal tries to duct tape this shortfall. The deal agreed to buy the House transfers $150 billion from the Social Security Trust Fund to plug the growing hole for disability payments. Rather than to do the hard work of reforming disability program that has exploded and evolved into a de facto welfare program, the House has chosen to kick the problem down the road. And this is what passes for responsible governing for the establishment in Washington, with those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals and taking your money. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com. is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Lexus Day Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we were talking about the refugees, and we've talked about what Norway is doing to the criminals that are there, how they're getting rid of them. And yet, here in the United States, we're doing very little. In fact, we're protecting. We're putting, you know, a lot of these cities and states are putting in the sanctuary cities. And it doesn't matter if they're criminals, apparently. But it does matter. And they're already criminal if they're here illegally. Now, the refugees that are going to be coming in, I guess they've got a stamp of approval from the administration, so they will be legal. I'm very concerned, as I think the majority of the American people are, that these refugees are the Trojan horse into the United States of America. And I have an article here where a civil war has erupted in Sweden. It says refugee centers in Sweden are being burned to the ground in what appears to be a statement against the significant number of refugees the country has allowed. Now think about all the numbers. This isn't just a few. I mean, it started out with 10,000 here in the United States, and it just keeps rising how many they're going to allow in. And we see these other countries with them. You'd think if there's that many, they could stay and fight for their own homeland. Well, anyway, this article says the multitude of arsons have all been at facilities which house or at slated to house immigrants. One could say that someone in Sweden is mad as heck. It didn't say heck, it said the other word. And bringing fire and brimstone to the facilities that are to be used for refugees. Seven arson fires have occurred, all of which seem to be connected with immigrant centers. Two more shelters intended for refugees went up in flames in Sweden, continuing a recent series of arsons of attacks that police believe are directed against arriving asylum seekers amidst the migrant crisis in Europe. In the latest incident, a children's summer camp in the Swedish town, and I cannot pronounce it, Eskilstuna, located about 112 kilometers west of the country's capital of Stockholm, was engulfed in flames. The camp was planned to host about 60 asylum seekers. Around the same time, another fire started in refugee center in the town of Minkendal, in the southwestern part of Sweden, which had already been damaged by fire earlier in another suspected arson attack last week. However, it says, now this article was written on the 30th, on Friday. However, that blaze was tackled quickly, and no one was injured because the area had been cordoned off after the previous incident. Now, this final paragraph is what I really want you to listen to in this article. Now, obviously, the citizens are fed up. Sweden has taken in more refugees than any other European country in proportion to its population. With 100,000 asylum seekers already in the country this year and another 90,000 thought to be arriving before the end of the year, the citizens of Sweden may not be as welcoming as they once were. That final statement there, the citizens of Sweden may not be as welcoming. Were the citizens ever for what was taking place, or was it just the government or the administration that gave the okay? The majority of citizens in the United States are very, very concerned, I'm convinced of that, about bringing in these immigrants, these refugees from Syria. I'm concerned. And at the same time, we have our administration telling us we need to give up our guns. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, do not do it. Do not give up your Second Amendment. I fear you're going to need your Second Amendment to protect yourself and your family and your community. I don't believe that the citizens were ever 100% on board with bringing in 190,000 refugees into that small country of Sweden. Think about what is happening. And my heart wrenched when they said that it was a children's summer camp. Children are usually the innocent victims in war. The refugees that are coming here into the United States, they do not look. The pictures that we have been shown, who knows if those are true or false, but the pictures that we have been shown do not look like starving families from a war-ridden country. They look like men who are ready to go to battle, fit and ready to fight. And it just comes to my mind, why aren't they fit and ready to fight for their own homeland instead of seeking asylum here in the United States of America? They will come here. They will not like our laws because we are not Sharia law. They will come here and they will not like the way we dress. They will not like the way we talk. They will not like the way we eat. They will not like anything. Yet they are seeking asylum here. Will they be willing to become United States citizens? Taking an oath? Learning to love freedom and liberty? Taking an oath with the Constitution? We see how well that performs with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
and the rest of the Democrat parties that stand up, Democrat candidates or representatives or senators who stand up and say they're against the Second Amendment or they're against the First Amendment. You know, we've got a problem in this land. We have a loyalty problem. It's ironic that the GOP, the National Republican Committee, wanted Trump and all the other Republican candidates for president to sign loyalty pledges. Where's the loyalty to these elected officials and the United States Constitution and the people? For we the people are their boss, or we're supposed to be. Well, one of the Democrat Party candidates has dropped out. And as he's dropped out, another one bites the dust, as this article says, as he's dropped out, he's made a statement or two. Now, it happens to be Chaffee that's dropping out. And this article came on the 28th of October, so this isn't new news, I suspect. But during an interview with CNN, Chaffee reminded everyone that Hillary Clinton is far too corrupt to make a suitable president. It's a long record going back decades of questionable ethical practices. People groan when I bring up Whitewater. How many of you remember Whitewater? And all of these things, the Rose Law Firm records, it seems like it never stops. Now we are in the tenure of Secretary of State and the emails and, of course, the Clinton Foundation donations. And at the same time, the State Department is making critical decisions combined with some of those donations by the Clinton Foundation. It's just too close and too many ethical questions. He is 100% right about Hillary Clinton. And yet, she seems to be the best the Democrat Party can offer to the American people as a choice from their party for President of the United States. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Bimby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hamby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hamby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hamby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hamby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hamby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at hambydairysupply.com and let the Hamby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hamby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and it is the final segment of today's show, and we're going to go to the phones. We have Dave from New York. Davey, how are you today?
Pretty good, Beth Ann.
Did you watch the Royals game?
No, I really didn't. I'm glad they did. I'm from New York, okay?
I know.
They're a really good team. I'm glad that they did it, and I'm glad they wrapped it up.
You know, it was very well matched. It really was.
You know, they're such a dominant team, and I don't think they got the respect they deserve, but now they have it.
Okay.
I'm glad for them.
Well, let's talk about Hillary. You had statements you wanted to make about Hillary.
Yeah, I was, you know, within the last couple of weeks, I was going through some stuff, and I found an old VHS of the Clinton Chronicles. And
ooh.
And back when, I don't know if it was the Rose Law Firm or Whitewater, whatever, but they were shredding the documents, you know. And I listened to Hillary talking about her emails and stuff, and it was like the same thing all over again.
Same statements, too, isn't it?
Yeah, the same cadence. It was like everything was like, gee, where have we seen this before? And I asked her to think, remember back when they were first going? She goes, well, if you're lucky, Bill, you get the both of us. So she's already been president already. We shouldn't have to do this again.
I agree.
Yeah,
must we endure another time? You know, and she's always, it's always a right-wing conspiracy. You know, her emails were, Whitewater was, Rose whatever was, and Bill cheating on her was. It's always a right-wing conspiracy. She is corrupt to the bone, and people need to realize she is not someone you want. You don't even want her as a housekeeper, more or less a president of the United States. She'll rob you blind.
They only took furniture out of the White House when they left. No,
she was broke when she left. She needed the furniture.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Morning, Beth Ann.
How are you doing, Bill?
Well, I'm better than I was. Last time I called you Bill. That's how sick I was.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Incidentally, last week some guy called in using the name of Bill. That wasn't me. I imagine you recognize that right off the bat.
I have lots of bills. There's lots of bills.
I think he said he just moved back here to this state or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some years ago we got rulers, and I think we don't have... you know, we got rulers. They just rule us. I think same way in Sweden and every country on earth, probably. I don't imagine the Swedes wanted all those people. Some years ago, our rulers passed a refugee law where if people said they were a refugee, we had to let them in, they claim. And our rulers destroyed all of our friendly leaders in the Middle East, and now war rages, of course.
Yes.
Our government created the problem, now saying we have to take them in.
Yes.
I'm opposed to it, of course, because they don't assimilate, and they preach a religion of hate. We don't need that. We don't need any immigrants, legal or illegal. We have too much population now, in my opinion.
Well, we need to shut the door for a little bit and analyze, even if it's just 1 year. We need to shut the door for a little while, step back and analyze. And we need to get rid of the illegals. We need to get rid of the ones who are committing crimes. And that's what they're doing in Norway. They're getting rid of the ones that are committing crimes, getting them out of there, yeah. Using deportation to do it. That is only common sense. And
sure.
They want to scream about national security, meaning they need to spy on you and me for national security, but yet they do these things which are, this is going to be, I have it in my head and my heart that it's going to be the Trojan horse here in the United States of America. And when I was reading that article on Norway, I was wondering, will that happen in the United States? Are we going to see places burned down because the people are so scared and upset over the refugees?
I don't think American people got enough nerve to do it, or guts, however you want to put it.
Well, I was wondering the same thing.
I read some time ago that the optimum population of the United States was 100 million. Well, we're over 300 now. And our rulers, I've read that by 50 years, by the beginning of the next century, they're claiming they want 600 million in this country. Well, we won't be able to do anything with 600 million. I can remember when China had 600 million people, and I can remember when India had 400 million, and we were saying, clean your plate, people are starving in India. Mm. We don't need that here.
No, we don't. And, as they give more way and try to redistribute the wealth and have all these entitlements and bring in the refugees and bring in the immigrants, that it's going to be less and less freedom and liberty for the American people and everyone. If these refugees think they're going to come here, there may be a handful of them out of this bunch that really want to seek asylum and have freedom and liberty like, the land of opportunity in America. They're not going to have it because it's going to be gone.
Until 1965, our immigration policy was 90% people from Northern Europe, which assimilated into our population here. After two or three generations, we were all just Americans. Ted Kennedy rewrote the immigration policy in 1965 and changed it where 90% were other than Northern Europeans. They don't assimilate. They demand things. They don't want to learn English. They demand that we learn their language or don't communicate. And they're destroying our country, Beth Ann.
Yes, I
love your show, and thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate that. Assimilate is a word that we're taught that is more of an intolerance. We want them to assimilate and become a part of us, a brother and a sister, regardless of their color or where they're from. We want America is supposed to be a diverse people. But we are one in liberty, one in the Constitution, one in the Bill of Rights, one in independence. We want to be an independent people, and the spirit of independence seems to have left the hearts of the American people. Now, 300 million people, as Bill said, 3% of that would be 9 million people. 9 million people could make a huge difference. 9 million patriots. They would take a stand in their communities, in their counties, in their states. 9 million people. That's a bunch and a gob of patriots. We don't even have to take up arms if we just start taking it over. One organization says one precinct at a time. Run for those insignificant jobs, if there is such a thing. For those insignificant positions in your community that people don't think about. Your city commissioner or your city mayor, your county commissioner, your county sheriff, your alderman, your school board members. That's home. That's where we have to start. We can't start at the top. It's important who you elect at the top, but we got to start at the bottom and groom them back up, just like Norway did, and put some true conservatives in positions. Groom these statesmen to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.